We have a quorum of the study committee, and now call this meeting of the study committee of the Finance Commission of Texas to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. Item agendas will be the discussion of and possible vote to recommend that the Finance Commission take action on revisions of the Finance Commission policies and procedures. We have Ms. Newberg step up and introduce those to us.
All right, Stephanie Newberg, Texas Department of Banking. The Finance Commission's policies and procedures require that they be reviewed every 2 years, and our last update was done in December of 2015. The three agencies worked together to come up with our suggestions and then submitted that draft to the committee members and got their input. And what you have in front of you today is a culmination of all those recommendations and edits. First, there's several minor edits and clarifying language changes that we made, such as finance agencies used to have a capital F and now it's going to be lowercase in every place. Shall was changed to will in the places where the agencies are actually required to perform that function or activity. Institution was changed to the more appropriate term of entity. And there were two words, for and only, that we had inadvertently omitted from the statutory language on pages 21 and 27. And sometimes our new word version actually suggested better phrases or grammar that we accepted as well. The first substantive changes that we have is on the ethics policy, which is on page 16 and 17. In this last legislative session, section 2261.252 of the Government Code was added pertaining to conflicts of interest in contracting and as a governing statute and principle for the agency and for our oversight body. So if you turn to page 16 and 17, the new statute is actually on 17, and then the change that we made to the policy follows on page 17. And what the policy change does is we added an explanation that the Finance Commission and the agencies are prohibited from executing a contract where there may be a conflict of interest, and this is for contracting that's over $25,000. And it's really for purchasing and contracting. And so this past Monday, we sent each of you our new conflict of interest form that we had to draft and the list of all the entities that we currently have contracts with that could exceed $25,000 and the vendors that we believe we will spend more than $25,000 with this year. So as an example, like SNL, which is a service that we use for capital markets, it was more than $25,000 last year. We assume it will be more than $25,000 this year. And so at each of your table, each one of you has that new form. And so no one got back to me that they had a conflict. If you do, please get with me. So everyone can please sign those. And we have to keep those in our records. And then going forward, if we enter into any contract in excess of $25,000 and want to buy something that's more than $25,000, we will have to get this form to you before we make that purchase. So we will probably be calling you to say, please check your Finance Commission email, because when we want to award a contract or actually buy computers, I mean, I don't think we want to wait 2 months for the next Finance Commission meeting. So that is a change for all of us there. The next change is on page 20. Page 22, 20 of the form itself, but on page 22 of the Finance Commission package. And this is under the training policy. And we updated the training policy to include all the required online training courses. All of you that have come within the last year know that all these the new online courses you had to take. And we also clarified when a member is eligible to vote at a meeting. On pages 23 and 24, under the separation of functions, this was merely edited for clarity purposes. At the bottom of that page, you'll see one of the should that became a will. The next change on page 25, under public testimony, we updated this to include the current practices of the agencies to include written comments on rule adoptions in the meeting package. We've done it forever, but it wasn't actually in the policy itself, so we added that for clarity. The next change is on page 32. The economic report that we do twice a year, it listed an item And the item was a summary analysis of enacted and proposed major financial services legislation and the probable effects upon the state's financial institutions. And that was something that was to be included in the economic report, and it's not. It's never been. It's not a statutory requirement, and so we have eliminated that here because that's really talked about in Finance Commission operations at every meeting. On page 33 is the cash reserves policy. And this policy, there's a couple of minor edits in there, but the substantial review of that we have put off until February. We believe that the audit committee and the study committee should work on this together, and we just didn't have time to get the coordination of both committees. So this separate policy we will bring back in February after both committees have had a chance to review it and update it and make changes to it. And then the last one is on page 36, and this is a whole new policy that we added to formalize the budget process that the agencies follow and the review that the Finance Commission does of the budget and of the financial statements. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
So I have a couple questions.
All righty.
One, and you and I talked about it, but I just want to make a comment that how do you have a 1% ownership in a person is beyond me.
I asked
Pastor to research that. How do you do that?
It's a 13th Amendment problem.
Is that what it is?
Catherine Ryer, General Counsel, Texas Department of Banking. A person is a reference to a term in the Business Organizations Code, I think it's actually the Business and Commerce Code. Person is defined as basically any legal entity. So really, in this situation, it refers to the corporation or the legal entity that the agency is entering into a contract with.
And so what I would imagine in that, wherever you referenced, it would have a definition page. And the definition of a person would be just what
yes,
you said,
and
right?
I can get that for you.
And I just wonder if you want that in here as a definition. I mean, it's a picky thing.
We can certainly do that. The language in the government code refers back to the business. I think it's Business and Commerce Code, which has the legal definition. But I can get that for you.
Something next to that person that says as defined in
sure.
that
or footnote.
Then, footnote. And like I said, I just don't want to look stupid when somebody reads this and said, how do you have a 1% ownership?
Well, I can imagine some newspaper putting the front page or something.
Yeah.
But so why can't you just, instead of saying the word person, say legal entity?
We could.
No, because we are copying the statute.
Yeah, we've absolutely just tracked the statutory language, but. Either way would be permissible.
I guess brackets legal entity.
Or reference back to the statute definition.
I can get you that.
Okay.
And like I said, it's not a biggie. It's just I just wanted to prove that I read it, so I actually read it. Okay. And then the other comment I have are so this conflict of interest that we sign. Fine. I mean, it's easy. Is this going to be a hardship for everybody to keep up with? So I'm thinking back to the banking thing, what I did every year with my directors. They had to put forth all their affiliations, right? And they'd have to sign it. And if they had any changes in those affiliations, they would need to tell me. And then I had something to go to if we were going to do a loan or whatever, and I knew that nobody had a conflict, right? Is there a way of making it easier that you don't have to come to the commissioners to the commission to get a signature each time you add a new vendor? You know, and I don't know how everybody else feels, but I don't have that much where I don't have anything that I would have a 1% interest in. So is it something that if we, you know, all the commissioners just said, here are the entities that we own more than 1%. And then you don't have to come to us each time. And it's up to us to keep that up to date. I mean, that's what you have to do with your board, right? It's very similar.
Yeah, but I think on your reference point on the bank side, there'd be more entities that a bank might be engaged in. Ours are limited. They may change. We may have a contract over $25,000 with a different entity, but they're more confined, I would say. Seems to me it'd be harder to do what you said than to do. It's going to be incumbent upon us to provide you with the people we deal with.
Okay. And it's not just you, but it's your family. We'd have to have the ownership of just because it's
trust me, my family.
So maybe we just look at that and we see how that evolves since it's new. And we see if that becomes a hardship, we reevaluate it.
Yeah. And I will tell you that the banking department will be bringing one to you before the February meeting because we have an RFP out right now for some executive manager training, some extensive executive manager training or management training. And we believe it will be more than $25,000. So when we get to the point of wanting to make sign a contract with someone, we'll have to bring it to y'all before we do that.
It's just going to consist of sending us an email and us responding to it.
Well, right. And we have to have a sign, so we're going to have to figure out a way to get a signature, whether you
send it. So is there a way to do that electronically?
Yeah, we're going to try that.
To me, that greatly minimizes the fax back. Scan and fax back.
PDF, fill and sign.
Yeah, I mean, just when you buy a property now, you can do that. I'm hoping we could do something like that, yeah.
Yeah, DocuSign's easy.
Yeah.
Okay, I just brought that up as, you know, I agree with what Stacy's saying, though. Let's just see how it goes and if there's an easier way to make it. That's all I have.
Any other comments? Thank you, Stephanie.
All right.
So, Philip, you'll have to amend your motion to say to get this change.
Okay.
As changed.
As changed. Do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the revisions of the Finance Commission's policies and procedures?
So moved.
Plunkett, second.
Yeah. Is
study committee. So it's got to be Hector.
Yeah. Second.
Thank you, Hector. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. The motion carries.
It's hard. It's hard.
This concludes the study committee meeting, and no further business of this meeting is now adjourned. The time is 8:39.
Thank you.